Kalante. This is your mom. My first testimony encounter will be when Kalante was a year old. I was at my grandmother's house braiding her hair, and Kalante was sitting watching the television. And then all of a sudden, Kalante was just not moving. I was like, Kalante. He didn't say nothing. All he did was froze, fell back, and started shaking. I got down on the floor beside him, calling his name. He wasn't responding. Then all of a sudden, my ex-husband came in the house. He was like, Kalante, just stay awake. And I'm still nervous as a, you know, still a young mother. He was like, Kalante, stay awake. And he said, Kalante started singing, Jesus Loves Me. In the midst of asking my grandmother to call, to dial 911, she was so nervous. She was like, how you call 911? Got him to the hospital. They told us that the fever was so high, he went into a fever, had a seizure. He may grow out of it, or it may be an ongoing thing. And for me, I was like, I can't accept that, because I know what God said pertaining to Kalante and what was Lante's purpose on this earth. So I was like, okay, I just prayed. But at the age of 2, it happened. God delivered Kalante from fever and seizures. And to see what God said that he will be doing at the time of his birth is just so amazing. I give God all the glory pertaining to Kalante and all that he's doing for God. And God will continue to get all the glory out of Kalante's life. And I am so proud of what Kalante is doing, because he could be doing anything else, but he loved Jesus just that much.